The move of God is on the way. With your Bibles in your hands, repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. My life will never be the same after hearing the word of faith. And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. You can go to 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 30. Father God, we just thank you today. We thank you for your word. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would bring everything back to my remembrance. Yes. Lord, you know, I believe this is a rhema word. And I believe that what has happened, it happened for a purpose. And Lord, we're going to trust you. We're going to stand on your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint the hearers, and Lord, and bless your vessel, Lord. I hide behind the cross. I decrease that you might increase. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before we read our scripture, we're going to be going to 2 Samuel 22:30. In fact, we'll read that first. Let me find it. 2 Samuel 22:30. Okay, if you haven't, say amen.
Amen.
It says, for by thee have I run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. You may be seated. Well, I worked on my message and I studied and I worked. And when I got ready to print my message, it did not print at home. And then when I send it, it did not come through. When I send it, I saw on the screen where it said, we will not send errors. Now my desktop, for some reason, is not booting. So I guess because that wasn't booting, it didn't send my message. But in the meantime, as I walked out of the door, as the Lord had been waking me up during the nights and during the weeks, I had this little yellow piece of paper that I was jotting things down on. Do you know the Holy Spirit said, go back and pick up that yellow piece of paper. Wow. Now, God is awesome.
Yes.
Because all I have is this yellow piece of paper and what I was trying to write down to bring back to my remembrance what the Lord had given me. Now, a few weeks ago, the Lord had given me the word quantum leap. Quantum leap. And I'm saying, Lord, quantum leap. I mean, it just didn't register with me. What does it mean? What are you talking about? And the definition of quantum leap is any sudden and significant change. It also means a sudden, highly significant advance or breakthrough. And the change is on its way. We just got singing, I feel a breakthrough coming my way. And that's what the Lord is saying.
Yeah.
And look, and the Lord said to me, I want you to prepare yourself for a quantum leap, not only for yourself, but for the church. So in order for a quantum leap to come to take place, and so let me go a little further, and it says the term quantum leap originated in 1925 through 1930, and before those years, the term quantum jump was used. Now, from its use in physics, now all you brainer people out there that know your physics and all that stuff, it says, meaning one sudden jump of an electron, atom, etc., from one energy level to another. And when I read that, the two scriptures came in mind. The two scriptures that came into my mind was that God always causes us to triumph. And he causes us to triumph, and as we triumph, we are going from glory to glory. And as we are going from glory to glory, we are being transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. So I said, that's a quantum leap. I looked at that as an analogy of a quantum leap. And one thing about a quantum leap, you know, when you're stepping, each round goes higher and higher. God says, when I'm going to allow you to have a quantum leap, you can go from A to Z. He don't have to stop on B and then C and then D. When he's going to give you a spiritual quantum leap, he can take you from A to Z, and you'll sit there and say, Lord, how did you do it? How did I end up here? What is going on? A quantum leap. God wants a quantum leap individually for each of us, and corporately for the church.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Do you want a quantum leap in your life? Amen. You know, Fios, yes. Verizon says, experience a quantum leap,
yes,
when you use Fios. In other words, they're telling you, Verizon is saying that I can beat my competitors 3 times faster,
yes,
at getting you your information on the internet.
Yes.
In other words, that competitor is Xfinity. So he's saying, I guarantee you, you'll get your information faster, 3 times faster. But I'm here to tell you, if they were able to declare such a profound statement, how much more can we declare that, you know, I'm going to have a quantum leap all in my relationship with God? Hallelujah. Whatever you believe in God for, you say you're going to have that quantum leap. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? My Lord, I know I believe it. And I was saying, when you look at the scripture text and you look at David, and he was saying, he said, my Lord, he said, I could run through a troop. He says, for by thee have I run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. Now, let me tell you, when you're going to advance, you're going to have adversity. You're going to have to overcome adversity, afflictions, and ailments. That's one thing. And the thing about it, when David was in this situation, he was running from Saul, because Saul was jealous of him because the Lord had anointed him as king. But see, Saul had been dethroned, and David had been anointed as king. But the thing about it, David at one time, while running away from Saul, could have killed him, because he was so close to him, he was able to cut the bottom of his robe.
Yeah.
But the Lord said to David, now I'm going to tell you one thing. I don't care how close you get to him, I'm going to give you a commandment, and that commandment is, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Now, he had the chance to kill him.
Yeah.
All he did was cut the end of the bottom of the robe, but he could have cut his throat or his head off. So he says, but see now, let me stop right there, because you were here, but I'm anointed. What do you mean by that? We all are God's anointing. That is true. We are all God's anointed, but all God's anointed is not anointed to operate through the fivefold ministry gifts. Saul was a prophet, even though he had messed up, he had did wrong. So that goes to let you know that regardless of what somebody has done as a leader, he is still God's anointed, because God is a forgiver. He forgives sins. He forgives wrong things. He forgives wrongdoings. But he told David, don't touch my anointed and do my prophet no harm. And as David was in adversity, there were areas where God has strengthened him. The Lord strengthened his heart. And I had all that on the paper, you know, all my scriptures. The Lord just strengthened. The Lord was his refuge and strength. Okay? And then the Lord was his salvation, the strength of his salvation. Okay? Did you get those three strengths that David received? He received the strength of salvation, strength in his heart, and then Jesus, or God, was his refuge and strength. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we see here, we're getting ready for a quantum leap. I know I'm talking fast, because I talk fast, don't I? Am I talking too fast? Because sometimes my mind be racing, and the words, can you understand? Okay. I have already taken one quantum leap. Your pastor has now set up a Twitter page. And if you want to follow me, it's @_E M. Ingram. Now, I don't see nobody writing, so apparently nobody wants to follow. It's at E, no, it's at underscore E. M. Ingram at MS, oh, no. That's it. At underscore E. M. Ingram. See, the Lord had spoke to me and said, you know, I created this media of Facebook. I gave man the wisdom to create Twitter. He says, but many people have perverted it. He says, but I created it for my glory and to expand the kingdom of God. So he says, now I want you to use this source and this mode of communication to get my word out. So my particular Twitter will be connected to our church Facebook and our church blog, because we're getting a new website and my account will be set up as a devotional corner. That was a quantum leap for me. When the Lord said quantum leap, I said, quantum leap? What are you saying, Lord, quantum leap? I mean, I had to get my granddaughter to help me, and Kenny was helping me, because all this stuff, I mean, I work on the computers, but a lot of this stuff was new to me. So the Lord said, I'm going to make you, I'm going to send you up, and I'm going to send you a little higher, but it's going to require, where much is given, much is required. Now, when you look at adversity, you look at David, the first thing that comes to mind is that there's a scripture in Proverbs that says 24:10, when you faint, what does it say? It says 24:10, it says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Now, you know, when I was in the olden days in the church, and you see people cutting up, how would they do? What would the preachers do? They'll walk right to them and tell them to separate. I'm going to have to separate a grandmother and a grandson. Because I see y'all cutting up back here.
I got the tweet now.
That's right. Get her on board. I know something was going on back here. Get her on board. Help her like Destiny helped me. So that means, Plana, you can write the name down. You can write the account down. You can follow. So we see here that through adversity, the Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he promised to deliver them out of them all. That's the good thing, you see. And David, even though he was going through and he was hiding in caves and he was just, he was in a treacherous situation. That was a treacherous situation when somebody's running behind you to kill you, want you dead. And you'll be surprised at people that want you dead and you living and you're right in their midst. Yeah, so you got it right. I got it right. I know. So you'd be surprised. So then we have ailments. Some people are sick in their bodies, and they can't figure out what's going on. But James says, call for the elders and say, let them lay hands on you. And say, not only will you be healed, but if you've committed any sin, you'll be forgiven. Isn't that that's a double whammy. Isn't that a double whammy? If you're sick, call for the elders, let them lay hands, let them anoint you with oil, and you shall be healed. But then if you have sinned, then on top of that, he'll forgive you. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Yes. That is awesome.
Yes, it is.
So we see here, there are three things that will prepare you for a quantum leap. The first one is preparation. The second one is separation. And the last thing is manifestation. There are three things that will prepare you for a quantum leap. Preparation. Now, the preparation comes through adversity and through afflictions and through ailments. You see, but when you learn to trust God, When you began to stand on his word, regardless of what's going down and what's coming down the pike, if you can just trust him, because adversity said, if we don't faint in the day of our adversity, we will be overcomers. Because we're already overcome. The Lord says, you know, we're going to have many tribulations in the world. He said, but I've overcome the world. So we are already overcomers. If we look at our adversity as that we've already overcome them, we'll make it. Amen? Amen? Now, the next thing is separation. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, come out from among them and be ye separate. Talk about the world. The Bible says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? So he's saying, come from out the world, separate yourself from the world. Then there's a separation from friends. Because guess what? One friend is not going where you're going. One friend is not going where God wants to take you. If you go into the book of Acts, I don't know exactly where the scripture is now because I had written it down, but there was a time when they were fasting and praying, and the Lord spoke to whoever he was speaking to at the time, and he says, separate Barnabas and Paul upon Barnabas and Saul for the work of the ministry. So Barnabas had a work and Saul had a work, but they needed to separate themselves. I can tell you, you could be in the church and be the best of friends and best of friends with one sister and one brother or one brother and one brother or one sister and one sister. But it comes a time in your life that you got to separate yourself because God wants to give you a quantum leap. But you stuck to your friend. Does it make sense? Then you have to separate yourself from families. In the Old Testament, the book of the law was found, and Ezra began to read the book of the law. And as he was reading, they were commanded not to marry any heathen people. And lo and behold, they had begun to marry the wives of the heathens. And Ezra said to them, you're going to have to separate yourselves from those strange wives that you have chosen. Because I told you not to even marry them. So preparation is the first thing for a quantum leap. Separation is the next. Separation from friends, from the world, and sometimes from family. But the reason for the separation for family is because they were heathen women. But if you went a little further down into that text or into that chapter, you'll see that those that had been proselyted and had actually converted to Judaism, they were allowed to remain. But all the wives that did not, change their belief system could not remain. Can you imagine a heartbreaking time? A man has married a woman and they have children, and God is saying, you're going to have to walk off and leave them because you disobeyed me. It seems like it was hard and tough, but God has a standard. He had said it. They were his chosen people. He was going to use them to show the other heathenistic nations that he was only the true and living God. But they disobeyed. So what is the first preparation for the quantum leap? Preparation. Okay, and that involves what? Adversity. It involves afflictions. And it involves ailments. Okay? Now the next preparation is separation. He wants us to be separated from the world. The second separation, friends. And the last one is what? Family. Praise God. So we get in there. We get ready for our quantum leap. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Now, the next step is manifestation. Manifestation. In Malachi, I think it's the third chapter. In Malachi, it talks about how the prophecy of John the Baptist was being prophesied, and that he was going to be the forerunner coming before Jesus Christ. But then they said suddenly Jesus was going to show up in the temple. Hallelujah. Suddenly now, Jesus was going to show up in the temple. Now, also on the day of Pentecost, when Pentecost was fully come and they were in one place on one accord, and the Bible says what? Suddenly there came a sound from heaven like the sound of the rushing mighty wind, and said that the Spirit of God sat on them with cloven tongues, and the men and the women began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. That was at the day of Pentecost. Suddenly. Well, there was a suddenly for Paul. Paul was on the Damascus Road, and he was riding his beast. But then suddenly, a light shone from heaven and it blinded him and he fell off his beast. Now, I don't know if I gave you all the definitions of quantum. Any sudden and significant change. Are you ready for your suddenly? Are you ready for your suddenly? Are you truly ready for your suddenly? A sudden change in your finances. A sudden change with the adversity you go through on your job. A sudden change of being unemployed to being employed. A sudden change of your mindset, what you think and how you feel and how you act. Are you ready for your suddenly? I don't believe y'all are ready for your suddenly. You not ready for your suddenly? Ooh! Are you ready for your suddenly? Oh, my God. You ready for your quantum leap? Say, Lord, wherever you take me, going not knowing, but knowing who holds your hand. That's your suddenly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't know how he's going to do it, but know he's going to do it. Hallelujah. Your quantum leap. Hallelujah. 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 There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about when you're being persecuted to jump for joy. quantum leap, quantum jump. Yeah, if you jump for joy in the midst of your persecution, that's going to lead you to a quantum leap. But there's one specific thing that you have to key in on. When they were in the upper room, the Lord told the disciples, first of all, to wait in Jerusalem. See, it's something about waiting that prepares you also. Let's go to Isaiah a minute. Glory to God. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. And we're going to start reading at verse 28. You have it? Say amen. Amen. Okay, let's read that together if you have King James Version. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. It says, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But the key is here. But they that what? Wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Are you ready for your quantum leap? If you're ready for your quantum leap, stand to your feet. Give God glory. Praise Him for it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for where you're taking us as a church. We thank you for where you're taking us individually, Lord. Lord, we thank you for that quantum leap. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's a way that seemeth right to man, but the end of those ways lead to death. But God, you are faithful. You are faithful, that promise. And Lord, I heard you say, just like you were speaking verbally to me, quantum leap, quantum leap, quantum leap. And when you look at quantum, the root of it is quality. It's going to be a quality leap. It's not going to be just anything. When God gives you a quantum leap, it's going to be something specific, something special. Hallelujah. 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 And the thing about it, I'm going to tell you this. When you come to church, and if you come to church to find fault, do you know you can find fault in everybody and everything from the pulpit to the pews, which includes you? You go find it. But if you're coming to find Jesus, that's the key. If you're coming looking for Him, I don't care if it's a child up here teaching, say, Lord, save me. You know, it just free me of myself. Free me of the stuff that God is tired of mediocrity. He wants us to be fervent in our serving of Him and serving restoration. I mean, sometimes we don't even want to hear what the Lord is saying to the church today, whether it's coming through me or anybody else. It could be coming from a child, but we got to be able to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. The Spirit is saying, I want to give you a quantum leap. But we're going to have to let go a lot of our stuff in order to receive it. God is not going to bless you with your mess and in your mess. But He will bless you when you are fervent and sincere. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Lord, I want more of your word. Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Hallelujah. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Lord, I just believe everybody out there ready for that quantum leap. And you know, I don't know what your quantum leap is. I don't know what your expectation is, but I know all of us have a desire. And you told us that if we delight ourselves in you, that you would give us the desires of our heart. So Lord, right now, as we pray for each one, some young people are worried about their future. Lord, where am I going from here? Lord, I don't understand it. God, where am I going? Lord, what you going to do with me? Oh, Lord. Some are wondering how I'm going to meet the next bill. The month is longer than my money. Oh, my God. Lord, I don't understand how you're going to do it. But you are faithful to that promise, because your word said you shall supply my need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 One thing we know, life is not fair. Sometimes we get dealt hands we don't like. But God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient to take you through and to see you to the end. Hallelujah. I came to Jersey when I was in my early 20s, going not knowing where I was going, but God had a future for me. Hallelujah. God had a future. He had a future. Didn't know where I was going. I knew I was coming to live with my sister Mason, but anything else beyond that, I didn't know what the future held for me. But God is faithful, that promise. When I left Richmond to come to Jersey, that was a quantum leap. But God had a purpose in it. Because he knew the day I would be standing here and teaching his word. I had no idea or no clue. If he had showed it to me, then I would have started running the other way. But he's faithful. A quantum leap. A quality leap. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not no any kind of leap. Hallelujah. Quantum leap. Anyone desires prayer for us to touch and agree with you? The altar is open.